Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. If you've ever run in a race, you know that race day is maybe a little stressful, sometimes it's exhilarating, but whatever level you're at, it's often hard to get to the finish line without a little help and encouragement, either from family and friends or from the sidelines or from fellow racers. You may have seen this story in the news recently, but in a 5K race in Michigan, here in the United States, a 9-year-old boy named Brandon Fuchs was running and struggling to finish the race. Lance Corporal Miles Kerr, who is a Marine, stopped to help Brandon. Brandon said to the Marine, "Sir, will you please run with me?" That's such a sweet request. Can you imagine this young little guy, exhausted and ready to stop running, and then this big, strong Marine who probably looked like a superhero to him starts to run past him? Throughout the course, the Marine urged him on when the boy wanted to give up and ensured that the boy saw the course to completion, where he was reunited with his party. By his unwavering commitment to help those in need through his ability to inspire others, he reflected great credit upon himself and was in keeping in the highest traditions of the United States Marine Corps, says one article. What does the Marine say about all the attention this has garnered? Kerr was surprised that his story inspired so many people online. He responded to tweets commemorating his kindness, saying, "I was just doing what any man would do, but thank you." And we got that from the Huffington Post, an article entitled "Marine Miles Kerr Becomes Internet Sensation After Intentionally Losing Race to Support Boy." And it was from July 31st, 2013, as well as the Seal of Honor Facebook page. Part of this story we want to focus on today, other than the huge kindness of this Marine, is the fact that he stayed with him. He ran with him to the finish line. There is a great lesson in that. And along those same lines, we'd like to share with you a story from President Boyd K. Packer, who is the president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. And this was a talk he gave in the April 2013 General Conference entitled "These Things I Know." Here's the story in his own words.
The back windows of our home overlook a small flower garden and woods which border a small stream. On the wall of the house bordered on the garden, and it is thickly covered with English ivy. Most years, this ivy has been the nesting place for house finches. The nests in the vines are safe from foxes and raccoons and cats that are about. One day there was a great commotion in the ivy. Desperate cries of distress came as 8 or 10 finches from the surrounding woods came to join in this cry of alarm. I soon saw the source of the commotion. A snake had slid partway down out of the ivy and hung in front of the window just long enough for me to pull it out. The middle part of the snake's body had 2 bulges, clear evidence convicting it of taking 2 fledglings from the nest. Not in the 50 years we had lived in our home had we seen anything like that. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, or so we thought. A few days later, there was another commotion, this time in the vines covering our dog run. We heard the same cries of alarm, the gathering of the neighborhood finches. We knew what the predator was. A grandson climbed onto the run and pulled out another snake that was still holding on tightly to the mother bird it had caught in the nest and killed. I said to myself, what is going on? Is the Garden of Eden being invaded again? There came into my mind the warning spoken by the prophets. We will not always be safe from the adversary's influence, even within our own homes. We need to protect our nestlings. We live in a very dangerous world that threatens those things that are most spiritual. The family, the fundamental organization in time and eternity, is under attack from forces seen and unseen. The adversary is about. His objective is to cause injury. If he can weaken and destroy the family, he will have succeeded.
President Packer said in that talk that we need to protect our nestlings. So we basically need to stick together so that we can be protected. He says a little bit later in that talk that each of us must stay in condition to respond to inspiration and the promptings of the Holy Ghost. He says that the Lord has a way of pouring pure intelligence into our minds to prompt us, to guide us, to teach us, and to warn us. One part of that was particularly interesting is he says we must stay in condition to respond to the inspiration and promptings of the Holy Ghost. Do we think about that? We know we have to stay in shape physically if we want to perform for certain things, but do we think about staying in shape and in condition as far as revelation goes? That's kind of an interesting thought. We need to keep ourselves in a place where we hear revelation, and especially if we're a parent. One thing that was kind of cool that he said later on in the talk is there are few things more powerful than the faithful prayers of a righteous mother. Those are pretty powerful words. That's the message that we wanted to share with you today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled I Decide, and it's featuring Dustin Christensen. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day.
Sometimes this life can hold you tight, try and spin you like a hurricane. I'm holding strong, 'cause I know His love can get me through anything. And He helps me through it all. And He keeps me standing tall. And I choices I have to make. He leads me on my perfect song, and I'm listening every day. So He's helping me to see that I can be what it takes to live right. 'Cause I